Hey there, people, and welcome to a brand new episode of Stop Crying Poser. Who do we have in the chat room right now? Peshin, Mikey SB, I Uno, Pabst, Burnham, Nate, Yay, and probably more. We have less viewers today than usual because we are recording today's episode on a Monday? Is that what day it is? I never know anymore. Today's Monday. Usually we would film this on Friday. Let me tell you guys, before we get into the news, let me tell you what happened on Friday. We were about 1 minute into streaming, and I'll show you guys what happened. My SSD exploded, and it's the second one in 2 years, and it houses my operating system, so I couldn't do anything. There was no chance of saving the podcast. I couldn't even get my computer to boot, unless I used a boot disk or whatever. I don't want to get into all the technical specifications and whatnot, but I had to run to Best Buy. I was really stressed out. My girlfriend showed up, and she's like trying to be all happy, and I'm just all stressed out, and I'm like, hey, I got to get all my fucking shit set up. I had to re-download all my programs, Sony Vegas, Photoshop. I was worried about getting everything back to where I could get back to work. And something also funny happened. When I got the hard drive from Best Buy, the guy behind the counter was like, hey, you by any chance, you don't skateboard, right? You don't have a YouTube channel? And I was like, yeah, I have a YouTube channel. And usually I'd be really cool about it. Like, oh, yeah, what's up, man? I could give him a sticker or whatever. Talk a little bit about where he used to skate or whatever like that. He said he might have known Chris Chan. But I was so stressed out that I couldn't even talk. I was like, yes, I have a fucking YouTube channel. Yes, give me the hard drive. Let me get the fuck out of here. I felt like I was being a real dick about that. But I wouldn't have had to have been a real dick if these goddamn SSD, these components, just did their fucking job, right? I don't even turn my computer on and off that much, although I do have a really big issue with this computer overheating, so maybe I should start getting into the market for a new PC. Usually when I go to buy a desktop, I usually just get one that says gaming computer because I'm fucking retarded when it comes to hardware. And I don't like building shit myself that much. I'd rather have someone else do it. I'd rather pay fucking $30 and have one of my friends do it, and they know what they're doing and shit like that. But maybe it's about time I get a new PC, and maybe I should ask somebody who knows what the fuck they are talking about. Nate says, Ecuador. During the pre-show, I was looking up trivia questions, but I didn't realize that I had my desktop on the screen, so as I'm writing down the trivia question, everyone just saw exactly what it was. Regardless, I appreciate all of you guys for being here. If you're watching live on Twitch, you're the man. Feel free to join us next week on Friday, right around, I don't know, 4 p.m. is when we typically stream. Today is just an off day, so usually we're pretty good about being on time and trying to be professional, but when your computer explodes, there's nothing you can fucking do. Speaking of nothing, Las Vegas news. There's fucking nothing going on. I like to start each podcast with some news. Let's check out what we got. Some Gold Knights bullshit. Some new business hours. A car crash. Some casino guy passed away. The streets are going to close. Another street's going to close. Donald Trump's coming on Saturday. Some pedestrian dies. Someone's missing at Lake Mojave. These are all boring news stories, but if you scroll down long enough, we'll find one interesting. Suspect shot by 7 Las Vegas officers in Northeast Valley identified. I want to see this. I want to see what would make 7 people shoot one person. Isn't that what they used to do? That's like a type of like death penalty, right? When you get 7 people to all just shoot one dude? What the fuck is going on here? Let's go ahead and read this. By the way, this is on Fox 5 Vegas. So we are guaranteed at least one spelling mistake. Also, thank you, INO, for subscribing on Twitch. The article reads, Las Vegas Metropolitan Police have identified the 7 officers involved in a shooting that took place early Thursday morning in the Northeast Valley. Excuse me, guys. The Clark County Coroner's Office has identified the suspect as 18-year-old Terrence White. Okay, what would make 7 police officers all shoot one kid? I don't understand. So right here, they're just naming each person. Shots were fired Thursday morning at Radwick Drive and East Owens. I don't know where Radwick is. I do know where Owens is. A suspect, police said, was linked to at least 5 armed robberies, attempted to drive towards officers in a stolen black Dodge Durango. Okay, at first I was going to talk shit on these cops, but you know what? You're driving at me in a car. You don't just look over at your friend Carl and be like, hey, dude, you want to take the shot? You just say, fucking everybody shoot this guy. Everyone blast at this fucking car that's coming to try to kill us. Oh, Las Vegas police said they found the suspect sleeping in the vehicle with an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle in the passenger seat, which is fine. Totally legal. Why did they have to put that in there like that? I don't understand. After officers used the radio for help, the suspect woke up and attempted to leave the scene. That makes it even more scary, right? Because now you know the guy has an AR-15. My question is, why not just, unless the car is running, obviously hindsight is always 20/20, but picture this, okay? You're a cop, you see a suspected burglar out here burgling, and he has a rifle in his passenger seat. Why not just align yourself with the side of the car, or maybe the front, and just point your gun at that motherfucker and give him one of these don't moves. Then, when he reaches for the gun, that's when you have to kill him. Rather than just do the whole thing like, hey, let's give this guy a chance. Let's give this guy a chance to wake up, get ready, start his car, turn around. Trying to think outside the box. Maybe the cops, maybe it was a slow day, and they just wanted to make things interesting. Sometimes you don't want to go with the old basic 50-50 grind, right? Sometimes you're skating a flat bar, and you're like, hey, usually I would warm up with a board slide. Then maybe I'd go for 50-50. But today, oh, let's spice things up. I'm going to try to warm up with a back lip or a crooked grind. Maybe that was the cop version of, let's spice things up a little bit. Let's get ourselves a moving target today. Police here in Las Vegas are really quick to shoot, too, which I think I would be really against if I had, like, a friend die, but looking from afar and reading these articles, I think I'd rather have cops that are quick to shoot, because otherwise we'd probably have more, number one, we'd have more dead cops, but we'd have more people that are injured in the crossfire. Every time we do news here on Stop Crying Poser, there's always an article of someone trying to shoot someone else and missing, and then someone else gets shot. And I've always talked about it like this. It's because gang members don't do gun safety classes. They don't train with their weapons. They just fucking load it. And half the time, they don't even know what they're doing. Have you seen the Facebook video of the chick who accidentally shoots the guy in the head because she doesn't understand how a gun works? Like, they're super down to talk about what gang they're from and fucking try to, you know, show off for Facebook and shit. But as soon as it comes to, like, actually knowing anything about how a gun works, that's when you end up killing someone by shooting them in the head because you didn't know how the gun worked and you do it live on Facebook. Have you guys seen that video? It's fucking gruesome. It's scary. I don't ever want to watch it again. So, the suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. This seems like it would be like the ending to a crazy movie, right? Like, this is the guy's last job. This is the last house he's going to rob, and he robs it and everything goes great. And he says, you know what, dude, I can finally rest and relax. I'm going to go to some small town. I'm just going to relax and take care of my kid or whatever. And I'm going to take one quick nap. Little does he know, he accidentally left the AR-15 in the passenger seat. He goes to sleep. And when he awakes, he's surrounded by police. He doesn't know what to do. He was so close to freedom. So he starts freaking out, rides into the gunfire, dies. Drone shot flying away, and that was the end of the movie. There's a lot of movies like that, right? I think of one. I don't know why this is the main movie that makes me think of that, but there's a movie called Slumdog Millionaire, and I don't remember exactly what the premise was. It was something like this guy was on a TV show called How to Be a Millionaire or whatever, and he had to answer all these questions, but each question related to some horrible event in his life. But I think he had a brother who, like, ripped off a drug dealer, and the ending was pretty cool. The guy just laid in a bathtub filled with money, and I think, just tried to shoot everybody. I don't remember. Somebody who's seen the movie, let me know. It's actually a good movie. I need to go back and watch that. I tried to tell my chick about it, but she's like, oh, that doesn't sound cool, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, whatever, bitch. It's a good fucking movie. I showed her Shot Us the other day. Great fucking movie. Shot Us. And it's a great, like, I would say it's like the black version of Scarface. It's a fucking dope-ass movie. And there's a lot of action, and it's not necessarily that much of a plot, which is what she said. She's like, so what's the plot? Like, what the fuck is going on? What's actually happening? And I'm like, well, you don't really know what's happening. They're just kind of going on with their life. They're just robbing drug dealers in Miami. And she's like, yeah, but what are they trying to do? What are they trying to achieve? And I'm just like, bitch, it's a fucking movie. There's people shooting each other. You didn't just see Blacka got shot on his fucking motorcycle? You didn't just see this bitch get shot with fake titties out, fall in the water? It's a fucking shoot 'em up action movie. And it's dope. Bob Marley's son's in it. God damn it, bitch. Why are you complaining? So, okay, whatever. I don't know shit about movies. Anyways, this article made me think of that movie. The officers involved were assigned to the Community Policing Division, Northeast Area Command, Metro said. All officers were placed on routine, paid administrative leave while Metro investigates this incident. According to Metro, this incident was their 8th police shooting of 2018 and the 4th fatal shooting of the year. I feel like we're doing pretty good. If that's only our 8th police shooting and our 4th fatal one, I feel like we're doing a lot less than last year. Maybe. Mike ESB says, what are the laws in Vegas in terms of carrying a rifle? Is that legal to just have the rifle in the passenger seat and assumingly loaded? Yes, it is completely legal. I would not advise you to do it because here's my philosophy on guns. A lot of people try to do this thing where they go, I know my fucking rights, asshole. I know my fucking rights. When it comes to guns and cops and laws and shit like that, I think that it's wise to keep a low profile. I think it's wise to not ruffle feathers. You don't want to be the loud person in the group. And if you're sitting with your gun like that in the backseat of your car, you're kind of being loud, right? That's my version of being loud. Whenever I travel with my rifles, they're, number one, they're in a case, and they're on the floor of my backseat. If not in my trunk. Sometimes I'll put them in the trunk. I know in some places you have to have, like, if you have a rifle in the car, the ammo has to be in the trunk, and there's a lot of weird laws that go from state to state, but here it's pretty relaxed. The state of Nevada is pretty relaxed with guns, and I like it. I think it should be like that, but I also think that if you're walking down the street with a rifle on your back, I feel like you should expect to be questioned, and a lot of people, they get weird and offended by that, like, okay, you want to talk to me? You want to ask for my ID because I have a gun on the street? Because I have amendments? And you're just like, well, you're not in the middle of the forest wearing a bright orange suit. You know, no one knows what you're doing. So for someone to come up and say, hey, what's going on? I feel like that's totally logical and you should not take offense to that. It'd be no different than if you had a G-string on with one of your balls is hanging out the side, and you have a swastika painted on your chest. I would hope that a police officer would pull over and say, hey, bud, what's going on? Is everything okay? Can I check your ID? Make sure you're not fucking crazy? Okay, cool. There's a guy here in Las Vegas, and he has a YouTube channel, and I've watched it a little bit. I feel like his thing is he wants to bait cops into situations, and he's done it several times. In fact, on the last few videos I watched of this guy, the cops know his name. They're like, hey, we know what you're doing here. We know you're here trying to, like, get on everyone's nerves so that you can file a harassment fucking claim or something. And he was one of the guys, I saw him, he was walking down like Las Vegas Boulevard with the AR-15, and there was another one where he was open carrying at a police station, walking around the parking lot, just doing laps around the parking lot, which is pretty suspicious. And then when the cops come up and talk to him, he starts giving his whole spiel about the laws. NRS 206.123 says, I can carry this gun openly on public property. And then the cops go, yeah, that's fine. We just wanted to see what's going on. Can we see your ID? No, sir, you may not. No, you may not see my ID. NRS 2.326 says, you may not see my ID. And they go, well, you're looking suspicious. You know, we do have the right to check your ID. And then he'll do this whole thing like, let me see whoever's the commander right now. Bring the commander. I won't answer any more questions until the commander's here. And I have the right to do that because NRS 298.62 says I'm allowed. And it's like, okay, you're just being loud, okay? You're going to get fucked with. And one day, you're going to get fucking shot and killed. And everyone's going to blame the cops. But there's going to be a few level-headed people that say, this guy, what he did, he was poking the beehive. All right? Bees aren't supposed to sting you. So don't go poking the fucking beehive. Is that, like, does anyone else think like that? Or is it only me when it comes to guns? I want us to be able to keep our guns in this state. So everyone who has a gun in the state, I would prefer you not act fucking retarded. That's just, hey, that's just my two cents. Okay? Anyways, last article. Second and last article. I have no idea what this one's about. East Las Vegas elementary school teacher arrested for child abuse. I heard it was felony child abuse, which I don't know exactly what that means. I feel like, before I read this article, what would be the difference between felony child abuse and, like, misdemeanor child abuse? I feel like it should be, like, the difference between a slap and a closed fist. Or, like, if you abused a child with, like, a weapon. But then it'd be like, oh, they used a paddle to spank the kid. Oh, that was a weapon. He could have killed him through his butt. This is the world we live in. Police arrested a Las Vegas elementary school teacher Friday for felony child abuse of a student. They booked 58-year-old Melody Carter. Oh, a chick? After an investigation that started blah, blah, blah. School police said several allegations were made against her. Police found them to be sustained. Wait, substantiated. Oh, God, I can't read. Joshua Ginger Monroe. Someone's name is what? You have nicknames? Oh, it's a kid. The kid's, okay, the kid has a nickname, Ginger. Joshua Ginger Monroe said one of those allegations came from him. Okay, first of all, it shouldn't be called child abuse if you do it to a ginger kid. Okay, that's, first of all, for it to be child abuse, you have to be a child. And to be a child, you have to have a soul. And you know as well as I do, it's proven scientific fact. Elon Musk proved it time and time again, as well as several other documented scientists. Ginger people don't have souls. And this is something that we suspected for several years. There's been literature written about it for thousands of years. And finally, thanks to modern advances in science, we know that to be true. So, how can it be child abuse if there may or may not have been a child involved? Because at this point, you can have robot abuse. Right? This water bottle, I could punch it in the face, and now I've just abused something which also does not have a soul. Where do we draw the line? I feel like this is how iRobot started. Is that the right movie? Will Smith punched a robot. Didn't he shoot a robot? And everyone's like, hey, what's the fucking problem, dude? Why are you shooting robots? And then it's like, well, it's just a robot, dude. I don't care. That being said, don't hurt ginger people. It's a joke. It's just a joke, people. Anyways, he said Carter taught the kids program, a pre-kindergarten class for kids with special needs at Harmon Elementary School. Monroe's 3-year-old daughter had Carter as a teacher. Oh, so Joshua Ginger Monroe is a parent. Okay, well then we need to abuse that person then. We need adult abuse then. Fucking gingers, goddammit. She's come home with bruises on her arms and deathly afraid of going to school. And come to find out it's because she was being tormented by somebody we trusted to take care of our child. To find out my child is being treated this way, it's appalling, disgusting, and it's infuriating. Dude, you know what? when it comes to parents and kids, I think things worked out pretty good here for the teacher. Because I think there's a lot of people, I think even the majority of people, they're not going to write a letter, they're not going to call the school, they're not going to have a parent-teacher conference. They're going to walk in there and they're going to beat the fucking shit out of the teacher, if not kill the teacher. So I think the teacher got kind of lucky here. Because when it comes to kids, you don't want to fuck with people's kids. Especially not, you know, like kindergarten-aged kids. You know, if it was like 17-year-old kid, you'd be like, okay. I think it would be different because the kid kind of has an option to speak out and say, hey, don't fucking do this, or fight back, or I don't know, do something. But when it comes to a child like that, and a teacher, especially like they said, someone who you trusted to take care of your kid is now abusing their power and abusing the child, especially if it is a special needs kid, what in the goddamn fuck is going on, dude? I'd march right down there. I'd be like, I just had a question about the homework today. I'm not sure if we're supposed to do the back page or the front. Boom! Beat the shit out of that person in the middle. In the middle, I would say, look right here on page 3. Can you bend down a little bit? And I cock my fucking arm back on page 3. I wasn't sure if you're supposed to carry the divisions. Boom! Uppercut the shit out of that bitch, and it would. Oh, yeah. Oh, I feel like I would just tear it up. And I didn't even got no kids. Oh, if you did that shit to Koopa, if I found out my dog was being abused, oh, bro, I'd be in there. Oh, shit, I would, that'd be me in that fucking black truck, dude. I'd have the AR just sitting there ready to go, buckle him in. I'd be like, hey, AR-15, you buckled up? My fucking seatbelt thing would be like, beep, 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 beep. And then it would stop, because that would mean the AR-15's ready. You can't fuck with my dog, Koopa. Speaking of Koopa, man, he's been being a real fucking piece of shit lately. That's going to be it for the news. Koopa has been really shitty today, and I don't know why. So let me start by saying, he went maybe 2 weeks and did not poop in his kennel, not even a single time. Now, the past 3 days, he's shit in the kennel every single night. And I don't know what the fucking problem is. I don't think I've changed his feeding times at all. Could be a little bit to do with the heat, and he has been a lot more active. I've been taking him out more now that he has all his shots. He can go out and play in the grass, and we can go to the park and do shit like that. But I feel like that doesn't answer why he's pooping in the cage. And then this morning, I let him out. I have this pillow. It has Mario's face on it. If you guys have watched my speed runs where I sit in my chair and I play Mario super hard, I always use that pillow. That pillow always sits. It's for my lumbar support. I have a bad back. And he knows he's not supposed to chew that shit up. Today, I caught him 3 different times. First time, I picked up the pillow. I gave him a big old pillow shot. Boom! Yelled at him, no! Don't chew on this! No! Bam! Slap him with the pillow. So it doesn't hurt him at all. But he knows he's in trouble because I'm loud and something's happening to his face. Boom! I set the pillow down. I come in here. I get back to editing. I'm trying to set up my programs because my computer exploded. I walk in there again. I see him fucking with it again. So this time it gets a little more. I say, whoa, dude, no. You know you're not supposed to do that. No. Get the pillow. One pillow slap and then one hand slap. Bow. Stop. No. Then I go on with my life. 3 times today, he got the pillow. 3rd time, oh, he got the real fucking slap. He got the two-handed slap. Bow. No. Bow. No. And then I put the pillow on his face and watch him get, like, he gets scared and tries to get away from it. And I'll fucking mash it into him. I'm like, oh, you want to bite it? You want to bite it? And then I sent him outside. I feel like he's old enough now. I can see in his mannerisms and in his face. You know, I spend a lot of time with the dog. I'm starting to pick up on his personality. And you can tell when the dog knows that they're fucking up. He just felt like he could get away with it. So now I'm a lot more relaxed on letting the fists fly. Like, bow, no. Plus, he's a pit bull. I could punch him with my fucking fist and it probably wouldn't actually hurt him. But the slap, number one, it's a loud noise. It jolts his face back. And he has to know. We have to start to develop discipline now, I feel like. Because later, if he just starts getting slapped as an adolescent or as an adult dog, he's going to be like, what the fuck is this all about? Right now, he's got to associate, oh, I fucked up, I get slapped. Now I know why. So that if he randomly gets slapped in the future for doing something that he doesn't know is wrong, he's going to know, oh shit, that's wrong. He's been eating my fucking garden, my aloe vera plants. He's just been being a real fucking shitbag today, and I don't know what his problem is. But I would be open to your guys' suggestions. Doug Desatel said obedience training would be good. And my response was, anything that an obedience school is going to teach my dog, I should probably be able to learn on YouTube. So maybe I should start YouTubing it. But if you guys have any suggestions, I would love to hear about them. Mikey SB says, is Koopa neutered? If he keeps misbehaving and acting wild, neutering can calm down the aggression of a dog, from what I've read. Yeah, but he's too young to be neutered. You can't neuter them, I don't think, here until he's like 6 months. And he's only like 3 months. And I'm still not 100% sure if I want to take his balls or not, because I don't mind the aggression and I don't mind him being hyped up. But what I think I do mind is having to retrain them for peeing and shitting outside. I would have to retrain the dog. It says, or from what I've read, when they go through puberty, or there's a point in their puberty stage when they almost have to be retrained to go outside and piss and shit. I've already trained him pretty good right now, despite what I just said. He's pretty good about pissing and shitting outside. I let him out, you know, 6 or 7 times a day. Every time after he takes a lot of water out of his bowl, I take him out. And every time after he eats a lot of food, I take him out. And anytime he sits by the door, I get a feeling. I'm like, oh, maybe he wants to go outside. But I would hate to have to go through the period that I went through when he was a baby puppy. He shit everywhere in the house. Everywhere. It didn't matter. He would shit and piss everywhere. I would hate to have to go through that again and have to do it with adult-sized poops. Because his little puppy poops, you know, they're just little baby puppy poops. His big-ass adult fucking teenage fucking, oh, I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to school, Mom. I don't want to. I'm not going to football practice, Mom. I'm just going to shit on the ground. Is that what everyone else did when they were in high school? I don't want to go to football practice, Mom. And then you just shit on your ground of your house. What am I talking about? I don't know about all that. But yeah, Koopa's been being really shitty. Let's go ahead and do trivia out of the blue. What is a group of owls called? You know those things that fucking hoot, 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 and they fucking can turn their heads all around and shit like that? What do you call a group of those? INO says, I don't believe in getting a guide dog and taking his testosterone. Well, part of that thought process is you're going to calm your dog down, A, to make him less likely to try to escape. He's going to be less hyper and less down to jump over a fence when he sees a cat. He's going to be easier to control, especially around kids. You don't want a super hyped up fucking ready to go fucking dog around your kids. But for me, I don't have kids and my walls are high. So I'm not sure. Like I said, I'm on the edge. Plus, a dog with balls is probably a lot more likely to attack another dog. You know, I don't think he's aggressive yet, and he's pretty cool about being around other dogs right now, but you don't know about the future, and if you take your dog's balls, I think you're significantly less likely to have your dog get or initiate a fight, which is going to save you money and time. Oh, the trivia question. What is a group of owls? It's called a parliament. Mikey SB, if you live in America, you are the winner of a free Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack. Shipped directly to you. Second place was Pap Stout. Too slow, bitch. But what if another dog starts a fight with him and he's a no-balls bitch? Well, then guess what? We're going to get some money out of it. Okay? That dog's going to get put to sleep and killed. That dog is going to go to the vet and be killed. My dog is going to be a little bit hurt for a couple days. And he's going to get extra chicken. He's going to be able to get some extra chicken. We might get a little bit of settlement money, right? Buy him a little extra big kennel, a two-story kennel with like a little VIP lounge and a jacuzzi. Get some money out of it. And then we can send that other fucking dog to a death row. That's what would happen. That's what I think would happen. I don't know. Have I circumcised his tail yet? I think I'm going to leave his tail. I saw a dog today with a skinny tail. And Koopa's tail is going to be skinny. You know, he's going to have a skinny pit bull tail. And I just wasn't digging it. I don't know. I think that's a large chunk of tail to be removing. I think if I wanted to take his tail, I think I would do it myself. I think I would do the string technique. What they say is you can tie a string to his tail. It'll lose circulation and eventually it'll just fall off. Which I recently found out that's how you castrate goats. If you had a goat and you wanted to castrate the goat, you tie a string around his balls, and eventually the balls just fall off. And then it's a little treat for whoever comes along next. It'd be like a little Instagram giveaway. Take a picture of the balls and be like, hey, these are right behind the skate shop on Main Street and 7th Street. Come get yourself some goat nuts. First one to get it wins. Oh, yeah, the kennel's going to pull mad bitches, man. Koopa's going to have, like, a gnarly scar, too, so he's going to pull all the bitches. Like, where'd you get that scar? Like, oh, man, this motherfucker bit me, dog, but he ain't even around no more, man. We took care of that, motherfucker. We took care of that shit. Hey, is the jacuzzi too hot, bitch? Jacuzzi too hot? You need some tilapia? Got tilapia farm downstairs. He would be doing it, man. Exhibit would come in and fucking pimp his shit out. Like, hey, Koopa, I heard you like bones. So I got a bone, and I put it inside this bone. And I made the bone vibrate with extra bass. And then Koopa, also, he'd be laying down some bone. He'd be doing that. By the way, guys, if you're watching either live or on YouTube, we have a Discord. If you want to find out how to get into the Discord, just come on to my Twitch channel at any time and type in command Discord. So exclamation mark Discord, and then you can join the Discord, hang out, have fun. I don't even have to be streaming. All you have to do is come on to it. Moobot is a robot that hangs out in my chat. He'll be happy to direct you on how to get into the Discord. We have conversations today. The majority of our Discord conversation today was the rapper Extentacion. How do you say that shit? Extentacion was shot and killed today. By the time you guys see this podcast on YouTube or iTunes, all the details will probably be out, but I think he just died like 3 hours ago, so we don't have any of the details. I'm not a huge fan of the music, but it is sad to see, I don't know, anyone die. I think the kid wasn't even 21, was he? I don't know. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't, but it's still sad. What someone said in the Discord was, dude, why is this kid dying? Why'd this kid die when you got this fucking child molester out here talking shit about Chicago? Okay, is Chicago just is turning over a new leaf? Because it used to be Chicago was the place where it was like there were 3 murders a day. Now you got some fucking Fruit Loop motherfucker who molests kids going out there poking the beehive and no one kills him? He's just talking shit on Chicago every single day, multicolored hair, and no one kills this guy? Right? Even if he didn't talk shit on Chicago, I feel like who hangs out with you? Where you're going to molest a kid, who hangs out with you? Who's hanging out? Okay, this is what's going to happen. When that motherfucker gets killed and 3 of his homies get killed and everyone goes, well, his homies didn't do anything, I'm going to be the one guy that just says, you know what? Fuck that shit. Who cares? They're hanging out with this fucking child molester dude. Fuck them. Fuck that. Fuck him. I don't know. I think it's goofy, man. And then this guy, Extentacion, I think he was just like buying a car or leaving his house. He was doing something that seemed normal, all right? He certainly wasn't making an Instagram video saying, fuck Chicago. So I don't understand. LMAO says 6ix9ine has a police force behind him for protection. I don't know how that shit works. I don't understand how it works. I don't understand anything anymore. Last topic of the day, I wanted to talk to you guys about... Oh, you know what? We'll save that for next week. I wanted to talk to you guys about failure and why failure is important in skateboarding. But instead, I want to get your guys' thoughts on this. We should have talked about this first. Big stairs versus big rails. Let me know in a comment which one is more difficult and why. And I'm going to go ahead and give you guys my thoughts. Feel free in the chat to give me your thoughts so I can respond. I think big stairs are harder because I think when you're kickflipping a big set, I think if one tiny thing goes wrong, I think it's over. You're going to eat shit or you're just going to fall, right? I feel like when it comes to rails, if one thing goes wrong, you're not always dead. I've seen people that have gotten into 50-50s incorrectly, right? I'm not saying, I don't want to start this debate on if you want to grind heel side or if you want to grind interlocked or whatever or crooked. But I've seen people who prefer to grind heel side get into a grind crooked and still land it, despite having made a tiny mistake. When it comes to hard flipping a 16 stair, there's no mistakes. You don't catch it late or catch it early Or, oh no, it spun too far. Let me correct this. I don't think it works like that. Also, I feel like if you really want to, you can sort of, or at least if there's like grass on one side of the rail, you can do a fake board slide, right? You can jump on and then jump into the grass and be fine. I don't think that applies to stairs very much. I don't know how you would warm up. Think about warming up even too. Say you want a 50-50 El Toro. Okay, you go to the skate park, you 50-50 the rail, and then you get to the school, and there's a bench right there, so you 50-50 the bench. So now you're warmed up, you've done a bunch of 50-50s, and you're ready for the big 50-50. Okay, let's say you wanted to kickflip El Toro. How in the fuck do you get ready to do that? Do you ollie at once? Well, that's not always an option, right? The stairs are getting so big, you know, this day and age in skateboarding. The stairs are getting so big that if you're going to kickflip it, dude, don't even fucking ollie that bitch because you might die, right? What if something goes wrong on the ollie? I don't know. Ginger Beardman says he saw a video saying the Lion 25 is about the most a human can possibly ollie down without blowing their knees out. Well, I don't know. I think there's a lot of science that goes into why skateboarders can jump down things and maybe parkour people can't, because we have a lot of things in between our feet and the ground, right? You have wheels that are kind of like rubber, right? You have metal that has a little bit of bend. You have the skateboard, or you know, the distance between the skateboard and the trucks, which is going to give you a little bit of give, right? You have the actual wood, which can give long ways and it can give hot dog ways. It has a little bit, you know, despite landing on bolts. If you guys have ever watched the beginning of what was like one of those, what the fuck, one of those skate videos where everything's in slow motion and they show everything in slow motion, and if you even see like a flat ground kickflip, the flex of the wood and how that can protect your foot. Not only that, but you also have your shoes and you also have the pads protecting your feet inside those shoes. And then you have your knees and movement and shit like that. So there's a lot of things that protect you. So I think it's pretty hard to be scientific about how far a skateboarder can possibly drop. Not only that, the way I've always thought about it, and I'm sure you guys could make up a math problem that would make this make more sense, but the bigger the stairs, generally, the faster you're going to have to go. And I feel like the faster you go, the less like vertical impact you're going to have. So I think if we took the Lion 25 and we made it the distance of a two stair, I think there'd be a lot more injuries versus having the Lion 25 long as fuck and you have to haul fucking dick just to get enough speed to barely make it down. I think that makes it a lot more doable than, say, a 25 stair loading dock. But that's just my opinion. I don't fucking know. I don't have any science to back this shit up. I think what it comes down to is this, all right? Put a gun to my head and say, hey, Steve, what's your best flat ground trick? I'd say, I don't know, maybe front shove or kickflip or whatever. What's your best trick that you can do downstairs? I don't know, maybe front shove. Okay, cool. Steve, you can either front shove El Toro or you can 50-50 it. I'd go, oh, God, I'm grinding that bitch. I'm grinding that bitch. Get me on there. There's no fucking way I could jump down that shit. I'd have a panic attack. I'd be halfway through the air and have a fucking panic attack. I'd shit my pants. And then I'd have to pull the shit out of my pants, throw it down so that I would have a little bit of cushion for when my ankles shatter. And then it would just be a shitty mess. It would just look like a diarrhea crime scene at El Toro. They would call it the El Toro fucking project. No one would ever go there again. It wouldn't even need an outline for my body. It would be like a silhouette of my body covered in a splatter of diarrhea with beans and little pieces of corn and shit. Oh, I would die. Versus 50-50, I would just be really scared. I think, you know, obviously no one's going to put a gun to your head and say 50-50 El Toro. But if they did, I'm quite confident I could 50-50 it. I've 50-50'd stairs in the past, or rails, excuse me. I don't know. Maybe that's not the way we should look at it, though. Maybe there's like a skill gap. Maybe, you know, a 20-stair grind should be equivalent to like a 13-stair ollie. Maybe there's some sort of middle ground in there, but I'm super down to hear your guys' thoughts. Iono says he was thinking about speed and maintaining balance. Yeah, the impact is going to be a big deal. Ginger Beard Man says I'd hit the rail before I ollied it too. I feel like if we want to be as objective as we can, I think that's the test we would put it to. Which one would you rather do? Big stairs or big rail? And I think a lot of new skateboarders, I think they would say, oh, you guys are tripping, dude. I'd fucking go for the ollie. I think a lot of people will say that until you take them to a stair set like El Toro, and they actually get a chance to look at it. And then they go, oh, maybe I will take the rail. But that's my opinion. I'm very interested to hear your guys' thoughts. Anyways, that's going to wrap it up for today's podcast. I am going to stick around for the post show. But I want to thank you guys for being here. If you're watching this on YouTube or iTunes, leave me the words in a comment. That way I know you watched the entire podcast. If you're watching this on iTunes, feel free to leave an iTunes review. Say something nice. Steve is the voice of a generation. His podcast brings joy to millions and millions, if not more. I think the good reviews and the good ratings and shit could help the podcast to grow. One thing that's not going to help this fucking podcast to grow is my hard drive blowing up all the time. So, if you guys ever feel the need or the want, we do have the option to donate to me. You can donate money. You can donate Bitcoin. Swear to God, I'm not even bullshitting you. Just go to twitch.tv/ninjalifestyle and look at the little options. You can donate Bitcoin. I know there's a couple of you motherfuckers out there that got rich off the old Bitcoin thing. I know somebody bought a Bitcoin fucking pizza for $10 billion. Hey, send $1 billion my way. If you think the podcasts are entertaining now, imagine how much more fun these podcasts would be when I'm fucking rich. Can you imagine? We also have a Patreon if you guys want to donate money for sticker packs and shit like that. But don't feel the need to. It's just an option that I feel like I don't tell you guys about enough. I appreciate you guys' support. If you're a casual viewer and you watch a couple of my YouTube videos, feel free to hit the like button here and there. Go ahead and leave a comment. Say nice things. And furthermore, tell a friend. This is what makes the channel grow. YouTube's not going to promote my shit. No matter how many new tricks I learn every single week, which, by the way, I've learned a new trick every week for like fucking 50 weeks now. It's nuts. I'm going to put a highlight video probably next month of every trick I've learned in the past 6 months. And it's going to be like a 3-minute video. And they're all like pretty cool tricks. I'm really excited to do that. Don't tell anybody. I was going to keep that a secret, but it slipped out. Now everybody knows. Whatever. Too late. But yeah, tell a friend. If your friend says, I don't know how to do a back tail, go, hey, Ninja Lifestyle makes trick tips. Check it out. Genetic Glitch says, Nolly Flip 5-0. I don't think I've ever even Nolly Flip 50-50. But maybe one day. Ed Prest says, I missed the whole stream. Yes, Ed, you did miss the whole stream, but no worries. Tomorrow you can watch this whole stream on YouTube or on iTunes. If you don't have either one of those, go to podbean.com, P-O-D-B-E-A-N, Podbean. It's a podcast website for Hispanic people. You guys can listen to it there also for free. Everything's free. Everything I do is free. Hope you guys appreciate it. If there was a way that I could charge you guys like 20 cents a year, I'd probably do it. Actually, if I could charge, I used to think about this. Back in the heyday, let's say I have 200,000 subscribers. If I could charge every subscriber 50 cents and make $100,000 a year, my life would be so fucking great. It'd be great, but it won't be. It won't be. Ed Press says, not worth rewatching. Well, that's your opinion. A lot of people don't watch these. They listen to them. What they'll do is they'll go to work on Monday or Tuesday, and they have a boring warehouse job. They'll throw in their headphones. They'll get to work picking orders and stacking pallets, and they'll listen to a little bit of me. A little bit of me in your life, huh? Makes life a little bit better. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I appreciate everything you guys do to keep Ninja Lifestyle afloat. And I will see you guys in the future. Have a good night. Have a good day. Don't drink too much. Stay off drugs. And let's play that intro. Donate me some goddamn Bitcoins! Now! Ethereum! Bitcoin! Litecoin. Litecoins.